every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world? I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living.
Oh yeah,
radio.
You know we need them. We need those strategies. That is, if we're living, and I think we are.
Last time I checked.
Yeah. We need strategies for living, don't we? Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Well, I'm ready.
Here we are. Welcome, folks. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keel, and welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, BLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And I'm about checking in today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about checking in today.
Doing a quick check-in.
Checking in, checking up. You know, how do we know that we are mentally okay, that we're mentally healthy?
Mm.
Turns out that there are some check-in questions.
Absolutely.
That will help all of us assess our well-being. And in fact, these questions you could kind of go over very quickly every day. We're going to spend a little time, more time than you need to every day with them, because we want to tell you what the questions are and explain them. But, you know, if you can detect early some changes, key changes that may be going on, you can prevent problems like depression and post-traumatic stress and burnout.
Here's the thing. In today's society, we often let things go so long that they manifest physically.
Yeah.
As terrible physical ailments.
Yeah.
Not even realizing that, okay, we could have caught this way early on.
Yeah.
But it's about that that self-awareness.
And if you've dealt with something in the past and you have worked to get over it, you know, the questions we're going to talk about today can certainly help out with relapse and their relapse prevention. So we're gonna talk about some daily mental health check-in questions today here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you being with us. And we appreciate our wonderful sponsors that make it possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Some daily mental health check-in questions. We're talking about that when we come back here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. FM 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. So, checking in, checking up. You know, what are some important questions where we can assess our mental well-being every day? I'm not sure. I mean, I know I'm biased, but I'm not sure that there are more important questions that we could be asking ourselves each and every day.
No, I mean, because of course, mental health is a priority and important for our overall well-being.
Right.
But on the subconscious level, actually, what you're doing by, you know, really putting yourself and disciplining yourself to do perhaps this daily mental check-in is you're saying, I care about you.
Yeah.
I care about me.
Yeah.
And so what you're doing is you're building a relationship with yourself, which sets the foundation for the rest of your life.
Which is the relationship that we have with ourselves is indeed the most important relationship that we're going to ever have.
And it's the longest relationship you'll ever be in.
Absolutely. And you know, we often say, well, you know, you can't give what you don't have. So you want to love someone else and love others, you got to love yourself.
Right.
Jesus knew that, you know, love God. When he was asked, what are the greatest commandments? Love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And no criticism of Christianity, but sometimes I wonder if we do a good enough job with the entirety talking about. I mean, I've heard lots of sermons through the years on loving God.
Yep.
I've heard lots and lots of sermons on loving neighbor.
Yep.
To be honest, I mean, just to be very bluntly honest, I can't remember. I probably have heard, you know, because I've gone to church a lot through the years. There's probably been a sermon, and maybe it's just slipped my mind, but I can't remember a complete sermon.
I can't tell you one.
Yeah. And so, again, not being critical, but if we look at what Jesus said, we're doing a good job with two-thirds of it, loving God, emphasis on loving God, emphasis on loving our neighbor. But what about what he said, you know, as you love yourself? That's pretty important.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And so we're batting two out of three. We're batting 67%. I wish we could increase that a bit and talk a bit more, you know, about the importance of the relationship with self.
Right.
That's why we do it here. Obviously, some people are going to say, but Lauren, David, isn't that selfish?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you read
and,
my mind.
And so, you know, again, that's the society. That's what we have been taught.
What I would love to see in the world is this shift from this idea of being self-centered.
Right.
To being centered in self.
Mm.
Okay. And what
talk about the different, okay, the shift from being self-centered.
Yes.
To being centered in the self.
Right.
Okay. Talk about the difference.
Okay.
So, as you see it.
So when someone is self-centered in the traditional colloquial way that we see it, right?
Yeah.
They're
me focused. Only
me.
Me.
The world revolves around them and there's nothing beyond their thoughts, their beliefs, their opinions.
You mean the world does not revolve around me?
Well, what? I'm here to break that.
Oh.
No, unfortunately not. It revolves around the sun as far as we
Oh, I thought I was.
You are.
Here comes and here, the sun.
You are the sunshine of my life.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, seriously, but the difference then to be centered in self.
Right.
Okay. Is the shift to recognize, oh, I do have thoughts, opinions, beliefs, and ideas which formed, and they're not necessarily mine, right?
Right.
Being able to recognize, being able to tussle with those ideas and see them and see that you are centered in all of that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
So it's that shift of balance, okay, of saying that because when you are self-centered, it's actually a sort of facade because you're really not seeing yourself as important when you're self-centered.
Right.
Because self-centeredness comes from a need to fulfill something inside, which is the true self. It comes from actually low self-esteem when someone is self-centered.
Right.
Right. Right. And so it's that shift from self-centered to being centered in safe self, knowing that I am rooted in this wholeness that is me, and I get to create who that is, and I get to then magnetize people into my surrounding.
Right. Right. So we're going to talk today about 15 questions, and this comes out of some research by Carris and Marshall back in 2022. They were studying, they were taking like a mental maintenance approach, and that's what they tried to devise to support clients in their therapy in between sessions,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yep.
So they developed these questions, and there's 15 of them, and so we're going to kind of go question by question, and then we'll break them down. If anyone would like to drop us an email or drop us a line, mm-hmm. we'll be happy to send these 15 questions to you.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can also access them because each day, you know, you may not be able to. You may be driving and listening to us right now, and there's only so much dust in the dashboard that you can write these questions on, right? and we want you to be safe. So don't worry, because you can also access this program in its entirety mm-hmm. on Facebook.
Right.
Just go to Strategies for Living with David McMillan, and it's also on YouTube.
Strategies yeah. for Living.
Okay. Yep. And coming soon to a podcast
soon.
Near you. We'll be talking about that. In fact, we were discussing it.
I was working on it earlier today.
Yeah. So there you go.
Got him back.
Hopefully we'll have big news as the year progresses. Okay. So, you know, one of the things I'm going to tell you that Carris and Marshall talk about is they talk a lot about changes in eating and sleeping habits, because those are the first indicators.
Yep.
That our mental health needs attention and may be a bit off balance, right?
I talk about it with my clients as your vitals. How are your vitals?
Okay, yeah.
Like, so your vitals in the mental health world are, how are you eating?
Yep.
How are you sleeping? How's your energy?
It's that important. I mean, if you go to your regular doctor and they don't take your blood pressure mm-hmm. and your temperature if you're not feeling well,
right,
and put you on the scale and, you know, listen to your heart, you know, those are vital things.
Absolutely.
Right? And so if they're not doing those minimum things and checking those out, mm-hmm. you know, you may want to ask about, hey, why are you not doing this?
Right. Or what's going on? What's blocking you from getting that vital energy source, which right. is food and sleep.
Yeah. So question number one is, have my sleeping habits changed?
Mm.
Now, yep. we're not talking about here something that comes up, you know, you and I have had a lot going on since the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We've been juggling a lot of things, including work and the radio show and that continues to go on, but it's just life, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we've had some days that we've worked from, you know, can to can't, as they say.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've fallen into bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, our sleeping habits have changed. But if there's a, you know, if there's, it's temporary and there's a pointed reason for that. But we're talking here about your overall habits, you know,
right.
So not something that happens occasionally on a night here and there where there's a specific reason.
No, we're talking like if you're generally able to fall asleep within an hour of putting your head down on the pillow, and suddenly, you know, for the past couple weeks, you've had, you know, three, four hours of lying in bed and not
yeah.
being able to fall asleep. That's
yeah.
that's a change.
Yeah.
That's a dramatic change.
And a related question is, do I wake up and fall asleep at regular times?
Yes.
Okay. So this is kind of a related question, as is the next one. When I sleep, how would I describe the quality of my rest?
Yep.
When I sleep, I mean, one of the things learned that our bodies really need is we need to go into that deep restorative sleep, yep. Which means, we're not waking up every 20 minutes.
No, and which means we have to allow ourselves, for a full sleep cycle is 90 minutes.
Right.
Right. And so you have to be able to allow yourself to get that full sleep cycle and optimally, at least 3 hours.
Right. So, how have my sleeping habits changed? Do I wake up and fall asleep at regular times? When I sleep, how would I describe the quality of my rest? If I sleep for 7 to 8 hours, when I wake up in the morning, do I feel rested?
Yep.
Yeah. When you first wake up, you got to get the grogginess. But, you get into the shower, you drink that first cup of coffee, whatever you do, whatever your habits are. Hey, I'm ready to face the day. I'm awake.
Right.
We're talking some key vital questions that you can ask yourself on a regular basis to determine, is there something going on with my mental health? We're kind of giving you some assessment questions today here on Strategies for Living, because that's what we do. We'll be back. We'll be back to give you more in just a moment. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for Living Radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about today, what are some questions you can use, daily mental health check-in questions to assess your level of well-being? These, you could say, will work for you if you are in a therapeutic relationship.
Big time.
These are things that you want to talk to your mental health counselor or professional about.
Yep.
If they're not talking to you about it, you have the questions to go in and talk with them about it. I think it's important. I think it's important to know.
Yeah.
So last segment we talked about, have my sleeping habits changed? Do I wake up and fall asleep at regular times? When I sleep, how would I describe the quality of my rest? Now we're going to get into appetite. We're going to get into how you're eating, right? So question number four is, has my appetite either increased or decreased recently? Now, again,
Don't overthink this.
Yeah, don't over. Yeah,
overanalyze.
I mean,
this.
Okay, either. So your parents a couple of days ago brought lunch over, mm-hmm. right? And they brought barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ate.
Yes, you love your
barbecue. I love my barbecue, and they were such tender ribs, and there were. Yeah, they had all the fixings, and okay. So, you know, I needed a nap in the afternoon. I didn't get one, but I needed one, wanted one.
Right.
Right. So we're not talking about, you know, special events like that.
Well, not even just special events, but like from day to day, it's normal for our appetite to change, you know, to vary slightly.
Right, right.
But this is kind of a prolonged change.
Right.
And, you know, this will often also be accompanied then by an increase or decrease in your overall weight, right, that you weren't intending to occur,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes that could be a bigger...
That could be a big, I mean, again...
A big flag as well that something's up.
I mean, you know, it's just, again, it's... It's not just one thing. All of these kind of meld together, mm-hmm. if you will, and right. you get a sense of that as we move through them.
And appetite's an interesting, you know, factor for some people, because I think, not always, but I think we often fall into one of two camps.
Yeah.
And it's either like when I'm stressed, I eat, or when I'm stressed, I don't eat.
Yeah.
Because I think we... Often
well, you
fall
know,
into
you
those
and I
categories.
Were talking about this earlier today, Lauren.
Yes.
We've done a number
oh
on ourselves
in our
with food.
In our relationship with food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just think about the decades of societal pressure to be this way or be that way.
Oh, we got
to
look like that. You got to look like that model in that magazine,
and
right?
And diet trends and changing in health, just awareness, what we know about the food that we're eating.
Right.
And the quality of the food that we're eating, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things I really like about what we're doing now and kind of where we're going. We're at least there's more of a focus on... What are the additives? What's in here?
Yeah.
You know? And, it, you know, we'll do a show on this at some point, but it is amazing. It's amazing how much stuff.
Astounding.
That high fructose corn syrup is in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean.
Just to name one.
It's, you know, you were on in a particular grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter which one because it's all, you know, they all have the same brands. But you could not find a brand of, I forget whether you were looking for beef or chicken.
Probably vegetable.
Vegetable.
Yeah.
But you couldn't find one without adding sugar.
Yeah.
And you got kind of frustrated.
Why would you add vegetable broth without sugar?
Yeah. Why would you add to beef or chicken or vegetable broth, mm-hmm. you know, sugar?
No reason other than it's addictive.
Yeah.
And to keep you coming back.
And you go around to the, let's just pick on the, I don't know, salad dressing, you know?
Yep.
So
oh.
you pick up your favorite brand of Italian salad dressing. And I'll be dadgum, high fructose
yep.
corn syrup is in there. You know, why is that? And then when we look at one of the top health issues, physical health issues,
diabetes and high. Well, and not to mention that the theory and the trending in science is showing us that the problems with dementia and Alzheimer's, they are theorizing to call it type 3 diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah. Yeah. So if that ends up to be the case, mm-hmm. man, we have created a monster.
Absolutely. You know. I mean, not to mention all of the additive stuff that's human made,
yeah.
you know, not of the earth.
Right.
And I think we need to get back to our relationship to understanding. It's the old saying, you are what you eat.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right. Well, so let's get back to our questions. I got you on your soapbox. I apologize for that. Okay. The next question is, am I having trouble focusing at work or at school? And can I concentrate on the things that I want to do?
And see, this again...
It's an important question.
Very. And again, I'm hearing undertones of sleep and food,
Yeah.
How both of those things can really tie into your ability to focus as well.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, if you have issues with focus and concentration, that's your body saying, I am scattered.
Yeah.
And I need something.
Yeah.
There's a message there.
How much, again, you know, we had a recent conversation about no question that there's a focus and attention problem, mm-hmm. and has been for the last few decades in our school children, and it's continuing to grow. But again, how much of that, don't want to get you on your soapbox again, how much of that is food related? How much of it
lighting.
Is lighting? How much of it is a nature deficit? I mean, you know, again,
we have cut ourselves off from the earth from which we are made from.
Right.
And, I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's called natural. Mm-hmm. Next question is, do I find pleasure in things that usually make me happy? Yeah. So, we all have our things, right? We all have our typical things that we know, the go-tos, mm-hmm. that we know can make us happy. Mine is reading.
Yep.
You know, and mine is keeping up with, I have my subjects that I go to. What's the latest in this genre or that subject area?
Right.
And I can get excited when I find a new book, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm weird that way.
I don't know. That's weird.
But some people do it with their favorite TV program. Some people do it, you know, whatever it is. Am I finding pleasure in the things that usually make me happy? Mm-hmm. Am I socializing with my friends as much as I usually do? Mm. Now, again, this is a baseline thing, because
yes.
that some people don't have as much desire and need to socialize as other people. So what's your baseline? And this question is really asking, are you away from your baseline socialization?
Are you starting to withdraw?
Yeah.
Right. Are you starting to go into yourself and, you know, withdraw?
Right. The next question is kind of a related question. How much time am I spending time with my family, you know? So how do you, we, how do you define for you, mm-hmm. how is family defined? I mean, you know, you and I are married. So, are we spending the normal amount of time, you know, has there been a drastic change?
Right.
In
again, this is
our
starting,
family time,
starting
you know?
From a baseline.
Right. Again. So it's baseline related. And there, you know, I hear some people, you don't know my family, mm-hmm. Lauren and David. Oh, yeah.
And it would be unhealthy for me to spend time.
Maybe it would be, yeah.
Right.
So, again, it's a relative thing, you know, for your situation and your family.
Pun intended there.
Yeah.
Relative.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, really. Am I withdrawing or pulling away mm-hmm. from those around me who matter?
Okay.
We all have people around us, family, friends, or whoever, that truly matter to us.
Right, and that uplift us and that fill our soul.
Yeah.
Right? That get it, light us up. They're our candle lighters.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They're our balcony people, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We all have in our lives, mm-hmm. we all have balcony people and basement people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call them candle lighters and candle blowers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I wish I still had it. I had a client who years ago brought me, it was a little booklet.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen it before. She told me, she said, "You're a balcony person for me." And I said, "What?" She said, "You're a balcony person for me." And she brought me this little booklet about balcony people. Mm. And I really appreciated it. And I don't remember much. This is years ago. I don't remember a great deal about it, but you know, I need to try to see if I can find that little bit. It was one of those little booklets that was, you know, not bound, but stapled.
Right.
You know,
just a little handout.
And a little handout type thing. But it talked about, you know, the importance of balcony people mm-hmm. in your life. And then, you know, I think the other point that it made was identifying your basement people, too. Right. So you may have to deal with your basement people some, but, maybe be careful around
to the basement.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe be careful of how many times you go down to that basement. You know, don't want to get trapped down there. Next question. Am I maintaining a healthy balance between leisure, my career, physical activity, self-care, and those I care about. Mm. Here's the balance thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The important, how many times do we talk about the B word?
Too many times to count. It's
important. And because it's that important. What, you know, am I maintaining a healthy balance in my life in terms of all the things? If I'm healthy, and I'm doing life, then I'm managing a lot of different things. How well am I doing with that? You know,
right?
And how well am I maintaining that sense of balance?
And this kind of thing can be kind of analyzed on a scale of like 0 to 10, right? And putting it on a wheel and being able to really visualize, okay, how much time am I spending with self, family, social, physical, self-care?
We are talking about questions to help assess how we doing, kind of checking in. How's our mental health? What are the questions to assess well-being? We're talking about them today here on Strategies for Living, giving them to you. We've got more. We'll be back. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
Oh, you need those strategies. Well, you've come to the right place. We've got some right here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're talking about some daily mental health check-in questions today to assess our well-being. How are we doing? You know, just
how are you doing?
I like what you said earlier. You know, the vitals. These are check-in vitals.
Yeah, and while these questions, I like these questions as in depth to kind of get you started. I think, you know, if you want to continue on a daily basis, it might be important to kind of hone in on the things and the areas that. You know, we all have specific warning signs.
Yeah.
Right. And so as you are able to
check out your warning signs,
I think it might be best to hone in on those and check in on those specific areas for yourself. You know, I'm just thinking about what helped me personally at one point in time was to track daily, you know, my levels. I did XDE. Those were my levels that I checked every day.
XBE.
XD.
D.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they stood for X was anxiety.
Okay.
D was depression, and E was energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So
yeah.
Just kind of a every morning, and sometimes
you would make an assessment.
Yeah, I would just say, how am I doing on these three things?
Mm-hmm.
And I would also track my sleep and how well I felt rested.
Yeah.
And over time, as I collected that data on myself, right, I was able to analyze trends and then notice, you know, okay, what triggered this uptick, or what made this shift happen in my life.
Pretty smart to do that.
Yeah. Well, it was really helpful. So.
So before break, we talked about, am I maintaining a healthy balance between leisure, my career, my physical activity, self-care, and those I care about?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this next question is kind of related to that in a way. Am I neglecting other things that matter to me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is an important question that I think, especially if you are starting to slip into some sadness, withdrawal, depression, right, is we often will lose, you know, kind of neglect those things that bring us joy.
Yeah.
Right? We're not tired because we're doing so much, but we might get tired because we're not doing enough of what fills us up.
Yeah.
And that's so important in life, to
Absolutely.
Be able to have those activities, those events, those experiences, and people that fill us and make us more full.
Yeah, yeah.
Full of life.
Yeah, absolutely. We attended a gathering the other day, and we were around a couple of folks that are just, they love tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, it was a big group, so we really weren't talking, but we were, you know, other people were talking to these two individuals, and I mean, they eat, breathe, sleep,
yes,
you know, tennis.
That's their thing.
And that's their deal. And they both have important careers that are not related to tennis. But, you know, you could just tell it. They lit up when they were talking about it. A couple of the family members ask them about, you know, this or that with regard to tennis. They lit up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so
it brings them joy.
Yeah. And so
it's important that we all have those.
What's yours in your life, you know? It's a relative thing. Could be anything.
It could be a hobby. It could be, you know, a part of your career.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you are invested in yourself enough to allow yourself to participate in that and bring yourself joy.
Right.
Build yourself up.
Next question is, how relaxed do I feel most of the time?
Oh.
And the author suggests that we do this out of 10.
Okay.
You know, because it gives us a way to assess. So how relaxed do I feel most of the time out of 10? Is this the same, more, or less than usual? So how has that changed, you know, in terms of my overall sense of relaxed in the world?
And is this something that I want to change?
Yeah.
That might be another tack-on question there, that if you are in a therapeutic relationship, you might bring up and talk about, how can I adjust this?
Yeah.
I think this is a huge problem in today's society, is that we are so many of us are stuck in that flight or flight mode.
Yeah.
So often of the time that we don't even know or remember.
We don't realize. And yet our body's churning out the cortisol, and you know, physically it's detrimental over time. Next question is, how do I feel most of the time? Anxious, content, sad, irritable, happy. And so, you know, what am I feeling most of the time these days? Anxious, content, sad, irritable, happy. I mean, it kind of goes a broad stroke.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's important.
But it's important. Next question is, this is your E. What are my energy levels like when I finish my day?
Oh,
when I finish, are there any changes in my tiredness levels? You know, in terms of energy, if we get good rest, we were talking about rest a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that certainly I had a colleague years ago that did a lot of work with individuals in business and coaching. And he would talk about, you know, are you in the right career for you, or mm-hmm. you're in the right place for you.
Right.
And he would say, you know, you get up in the morning, if there's nothing physically wrong, you start out with 100% energy level. And if you're working at a job that is matched up with who you are, you can work 8 to 10 hours and you should still have 75 to 80% energy level.
Wow.
For the rest of your day.
Yeah.
And that was the way he helped people assess, you know, are you where you need to be career-wise? You know, and I've never forgotten that.
I like that. I hadn't heard that one.
Last question. Am I experiencing any extreme emotions or mood swings right now? If yes, what's triggering these?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 15 questions. Let me go over them again real quickly before we end. Have my sleeping habits changed? Do I wake up and fall asleep at regular times? When I sleep, how would I describe the quality of my rest? How has my appetite increased or decreased lately? Am I having trouble focusing at work or at school? Can I concentrate on the things that I want to concentrate on? Do I feel pleasure in things that usually make me happy? Am I socializing with my friends as much as I usually do? How much time am I spending with my family? Am I withdrawing or pulling away from those around me who matter? Am I maintaining a healthy balance between leisure, my career, physical activity, self-care, and those I care about? Am I neglecting other things that matter to me? How relaxed do I feel most of the time out of 10? How do I feel most of the time? Anxious, content, sad, irritable, or happy? And am I experiencing extreme emotions or mood swings right now? If yes, what's triggering these? And what's my energy level like when I finish my day? Pretty important questions.
Pretty important, that, pretty thorough.
Yeah, pretty thorough, and again, vitals,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yep. We got more here on Strategies. Stay with us.
Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about What are some daily mental health check-in questions that will help all of us assess our well-being? Psychological, emotional vitals, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's your takeaway from what we've been talking about today, Lauren?
I think this was a pretty good, thorough checklist for us to run through. And not in a level of, oh my gosh, if you, you know, find something, don't be afraid.
Right.
But if you find something, you know, approach it with curiosity. Okay, what can I do? What do I want to do about this? Do I need to seek out some extra help somewhere?
Right. If you're in a therapeutic relationship and you do an honest assessment with these questions, these are things to go talk to your mental health care professional about.
I would be thrilled if any of my clients brought these in,
absolutely,
you know, and we had a conversation about them.
Absolutely. They can also be an indicator of maybe, you know, whether you might need to consider.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we are blessed with in this community is we have an abundance of...
we have a great network.
Network of helpers, licensed
healers,
professional counselors and marriage and family therapists and licensed clinical social workers, life coaches, lots of people that can help us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a one size fits all, but you can find, you know, you can find the appropriate help for yourself.
Absolutely.
And maybe these questions help you to figure out, maybe I need to go talk. Maybe I need to go talk to somebody.
So, yeah.
Folks, thank you for being here and talking and listening with us here on Strategies for Living. Appreciate you. We do this program for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing,
oof, oof,
and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.